As part of our 50th anniversary celebration, we sat down with some dialogue friends at Sunstone to talk about what dialogue means to them. Okay, so today we're talking to Devery Anderson, who has been writing the history of dialogue for the past, 20 years? It's been a while.
1994.
Yeah, so it has been 20 years. He's here to just talk a little bit about why dialogue and how dialogue has inspired you.
Well, I discovered dialogue in about 1984, 85, around that time. And I was just getting into Mormon studies. I had a lot of questions about history and that. And I discovered dialogue that it had been referenced in several articles I was reading. And Journal of Mormon Thought, where is this? And who publishes it? How can I get my hands on it? And once I did, I found a friend who actually had some. Traveled about 30 miles to his house to pick them up. And I began reading, and I couldn't put it down. I discovered that this was the drink of water I was waiting to take after being in a desert for years. I found scholarly articles on all these subjects, and people weren't afraid to talk about them, and I needed that so badly where I was right then. This was pre-internet, and so I didn't have a group I could talk to online, in person, nobody in my ward or in my stake or anywhere around me, and I was just hungry, and I devoured article after article after article. I remember reading Mike Quinn's study on Postmanifesto Polygamy that was published in the spring 1985 issue. I was sitting in a restaurant while I was training to be an insurance salesman, and I devoured that article, and I thought, now, I understand what happened with the manifesto after the manifesto. And he did it in a context of faith, but he didn't shy away from anything. And that I discovered right then that that's the scholarship. These are the people, and this is the type of study that I am needing in my life. And so from that moment, dialogue became such a strong influence that, and it's never waned. In the years since, we have all these other forums, and then I can say the same thing for Sunstone and these gatherings. I don't know where I would have been church-wise years ago. By the late 80s, I think I would have dropped out because the frustration of feeling marginalized, even if outside of my body I wasn't, inside I was, because I didn't have anybody to talk to. And I don't know how I would have endured if I hadn't discovered dialogue and then the community around that. It changed my life from the beginning, and it's really made me who I am today, because of that I developed my own interest in researching and writing. I realized that, hey, I can get into this arena too. I don't need to just consume what other people are writing. I can be a part of that. I can create stuff that other people would be interested in perusing and reading and hopefully benefiting by. And it's set me off, even in other directions, even publishing outside of Mormon topics now. I never would have been able to do that had I not had that drive and passion for inquiry, historical research, and study, which all came from being introduced to dialogue. That was my first introduction to Mormon studies, was dialogue.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Devery, and thank you for the good work that you've done for dialogue and for the amazing intellectual pursuits that you've continued to do.
Well, thank you.